do you define success? In this episode of our Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast, I'm talking with Matthew, who is our coach from New York, but now based in Vietnam. And we're talking about, you know, how we have changed our definition of success, maybe as a society and between generations, for example, Generation Z and baby boomers, and what kind of conflict, tension, maybe strategies for adapting, how that influences how we work in the workplace and how we define success. Let's go. All right, Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing well. Right. So today we are talking about changing your mindset around success. I think this is a really interesting topic. Because I don't know, I feel like we have seen a shift in how we define success. And like, if I think back, you know, when we were kids in the US in the 80s, and there was this show called like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and you could see like, you know, how successful other people were because they had like 5 yachts and 3 mansions and private jets and things like that. And I feel like nowadays, that's not necessarily what the way that people are defining success. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of young people today, sorry, I've got a bit of a sore throat. A lot of young people today define that as kind of a gluttony of riches, if you will. That's excess, not success.
Right.
So, yeah, I think there has been a shift in attitude between generations. And then also from COVID, people are like, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm in the rat race, but why? For what? What's the end goal? What do I get here? I think we do see a shift. Not for everybody, but just generally speaking. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. And it's interesting that you talked about like, why am I here? Because in the article for the members of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club, the interview with the CEO of Vimeo, they talked about, how highly successful Gen Zers are bringing different tactics into their workplaces. And one of those things was the why, you know, like this idea of why am I here? Why am I doing this job? What's the purpose or the mission? And then like inside the workplace for, you know, I guess managers and things like that, not just saying to your employees, hey, do this thing, but also saying, do this thing. And here's why it's important so that they can understand, you know, the why behind, I guess, the company, but also the why behind their day-to-day work.
Right. I think that's really important. Like, you know, obviously a lot of our listeners are probably not Gen Zers.
Right.
But it's important to understand the shift in mindset if you're between younger people that you might be hiring and joining the workforce and knowing what's important to them, because as a manager, you have to know how to manage your people. I think it's something you do see even among, you know, managers today, and lots of people leaving the workforce because more of a work-life balance, or even having the flexibility. That's another thing they mentioned in the article, is like, I can get my work done, but it doesn't need to be from 9 to 5 every day. I can maybe I want the morning off and I'll work to 7 or 8 or whatever that is, right?
So yeah.
That flexibility is important too.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's that flexibility, and it's maybe this idea of, you know, for managers, not to focus on like, I need this person to be present so that I feel reassured that they're doing their work, but it's more of like, say like, okay, I trust my employees. We're focused on the results and the outcome. And so it's more like, you know, I trust you to work from home or from wherever you want to work, as long as the work is getting done and the team is, you know, the teamwork is running smoothly. But having that flexibility, and like, I think in the article, I think that they mentioned as well that job candidates have actually turned down offers for employment because there was not that flexibility. And they said, you know, no, this is really important. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend, you know, 2 to 3 hours of my life every day commuting so that I can come and sit in an office so that you can see that I'm in front of my computer, because you need to see that to feel like I'm doing my job, when in reality, I could be on Facebook or LinkedIn or something.
Because, you know, the focus should be on the end result and not, okay, somebody, every sudden that one person's here at 9 a.m. every day, so that makes them the best employee ever in the world. Or,
right.
Oh, they get, yeah, that same employee gets here at 8:30 a.m. and leaves at 7 p.m. They must be the best employee in the world. When employee B might do the same amount of work in
half
the time.
Exactly.
So it's a shift in, like, also valuing, like, what's it, one, what's important to people,
right?
And two, like, well, let's look at what, how do people produce? Because some may be more productive at home, some that office structure, the 9-to-5 structure, and some may like the hybrid. So, you know, that all over flexibility, all of that. Like, you need that flexibility. And, you know, if you're a CEO, a manager in HR, that's what today's graduates are looking for.
Yeah.
It gets you better talent.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to attract the better talent. You're going to keep the better talent, because recruiting people is a long and expensive process. And it's just, I think, going to, you know, I think in the article, they mentioned that these things, it's not like the Gen Zers are saying, like, you know, a lot of times we feel like we see these articles about, oh, they're being selfish and lazy and things like that. And they're saying, no, these are actually tactics and ideas which actually improve the workplace overall. Yes, you have to think through, like, how do we put that in place and how do we make it work for our team? But you kind of do that work and communicate and see how to make it better. But once you can maybe work through that transition, your workplace becomes like a more, you know, sustainable workplace. Your teams, they work better, they trust each other, and there's just better relationships overall. So I think that's a really interesting article. And I think that it's a good thing that we're redefining success, not in terms of how much money do I make and how much can I buy with it? Of course, money is important for living and secure financial security and whatnot. But money, it's almost like it's not the end, you know, the end and the goal in and of itself. It's just a way of facilitating maybe a certain lifestyle. But that lifestyle, I think today, successful lifestyle is more about having time for the things that matter and not about having stuff, basically.
Well, and we see it in the marketplace as well. A lot of companies today, they have, oh, we support the environment, or, oh, we're vegan friendly, or this social cause. So a lot of businesses aren't even about, like, oh, we got to maximize profit, number one. It's like, well, profit's important. Yeah, we need to be able to keep the business running.
Yeah.
But why is the consumer choosing you over this company? Then something to keep in mind.
Yeah, no, exactly. Right. Okay. No, very interesting conversation. All right. Well, thank you very much, Matthew. And I hope that your throat starts feeling better soon.
Thank you. Lots of tea. Thank you so much.
Right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.